اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى أهله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تدع فينا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last time, to the best of my knowledge, if I'm not mistaken, we talked something about in New York. Do you remember? Yes. What was the idea? وماذا كانت الفكرة? Who remembers? What was the title? What pushed me to remember this? ذلك الكتاب. جميل. فلاست تايم إذا بتتذكروا يا أخوان، إحنا ماشيين الآن بهذا الدرس صرنا عند ذلك الكتاب، وقلنا ذلك اسم إشارة للبعيد، لكن هذا البعيد هو بعيد بإيش؟ بمعنى كناية عن الرفعة وعلو المكانة. وحكينا لكم عن القصة. So we're talking about demonstrative noun، اسمها اسم إشارة. ذلك literally means that, not this. Even though it's talking about this Quran. لا ريب فيه. There is no doubt in this Quran. طيب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Let me read the English just to, as we said, I will do my best. So as not, because in Arabic I speak more by default. It's my language. يعني. I will do my best to cover in English at least the basics. Then I will go to Arabic in case if I missed something. Inshallah, يكون ناقص. طيب. ذلك الكتاب ألف لام ميم. This is the book. There is no doubt about it. A guide for those mindful of God. طبعا ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Let me say something about the translation now. The one who knows Arabic and who knows English and who tries to deal with that with Quranic Arabic تخصيصاً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Quran from the best composing. It's a لغة معجزة يعني. The best style you can ever imagine. Even the vocabulary, the way of Allah chose, it's a divine composing. يعني هذا تأليف إلهي. The one who deals with the translation of the Quran will realize that in many cases it's impossible to find a direct translation with the one word. ماشي؟ هذه مشكلة عامة في الترجمة. It's a general problem in translation. In Arabic it's much more bigger. In Quranic Arabic, with the Quranic text, it's much, much and more bigger. So therefore, an advice please. If someone is reading something just in English and he has no idea about the Arabic, please read more than one tafsir. Because at the end, the mufassir or the translator has to take a decision with one of the meanings. He will do ijtihad, what we call. He will do his best to find one of the best meanings in his understanding. He will give you part of the meaning. Sometimes simple part of the meaning, but not necessarily most or all of the, by the way, all of the meaning is it's impossible just in Arabic. Impossible. So therefore, when we mind نحنو, in Arabic, نقول هدى للمتقين. من هو المتقين? Who is the متقين? You can describe it with 10 description, not just one. So he chose mindful. Does it cover the word متقي? Definitely no. So why I'm telling you this? Sometimes, maybe your son, your daughter, your relative, or your friend has nothing to do with Arabic, but he's reading something in English. And he's asking your help. Let this be clear in your mind. Tell him. Because sometimes the final, let's say, selection of the translator might minimize the meaning to a degree. If the English reader stopped by it, it will kill the meaning of the Arabic text. Let him know that this is one of the meaning. Okay? فكان الفكرة الأولى يا أخو إحنا قلنا عن ذلك هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. وصلنا كلمة المتقين ترجمتها هنا اختار كنت بدي أنبه هنا لتنبيه إنه اللي بيتعامل مع اللغتين بقول الترجمة بشكل عام أصعب مما نتخيل. اختيار الكلمات بين اللغات بشكل عام، من يعرف لغتين بشكل متقن يعلم ماذا أتحدث عنه. من اللغة العربية لأي لغة ثانية من أصعب الأمور إنك كلمة بكلمة، لأنه الكلمة اللغة العربية واللغة برضه نختارها القرآن، فكيف بعربية القرآن؟ ففي كلمات كثيرة جدا في القرآن بيكون إلها معاني عامة، بيكون اسم يشمل عدة معاني ولا يشمل معنى واحدا، فحينما تترجم بمعنى واحد فقط والاقتصار عليها قد ما بدي أقول يغير المعنى، لكن يعطيك جزء بسيط من روح المعنى. لذلك إن كنت ناصحا موجها مساعدا لأي أحد لا يعرف العربي ويقرأ فقط بالإنجليزي، أوضح له واحدة من النصائح، يقرأ أكثر من تفسير ويقرأ إذا في تحت فوت نوتس. طبعا أنا الترجمات اللي ممكن أنصح فيها، يعني translation that I might يعني help advise you to read. The most well-known one worldwide, it's Abdullah Yusuf Ali translation. Abdullah Yusuf Ali basically is an Indian Muslim. He was educated in both Arabic and English and made the translation. Okay, at the time under the British Empire in India. Now, this is one of the best. His direct translation, it's like Shakespeare's language, the own language, die, thee, though. Most of us, we can't understand it. But his footnotes, I forgot, it's either 9,000 or 11,000 footnotes. It's Encyclopedia of Islam. The footnotes, with modern English, يعني nearly each ayah has a footnote. The footnotes, he explains everything, everything. So the benefit of Abdullah Yusuf Ali, in case someone needs a lot of knowledge, okay? Marmaduke Pickthall. Pickthall, he is an English aristocratic, very rich, pure Anglo-Saxon British, who used to be a Christian. He was highly interested in Oriental studies or languages. He came to Egypt, I think about, I forget, it's 91, 120, 130 years ago. So while trying to know something in Egypt, how far away could Arabic culture, etc., subhanAllah, he embraced Islam. So he understood Arabic language very well. Then he translated into his pure, he was expert in languages. So he just made it with the high style of English. Now, in case if the one who's asking you for this translation has a high standard of English, give him Marmaduke Pickthall. Okay? We have another one which is Al-Hilali wa Khan, two translators. Khan from Pakistan, something Khan, and something Al-Hilali. Two PhD holders in Saudi Arabia. So the style of the translation is very suitable for Arabs who does not know English very well. And it's suitable for those who are within the Arabic context, because it's written as if it's Arabic mentality for Arabs. you know what I mean? So for the beginners, it's very, very good. Khan wal-Hilali, okay? But just an idea about the translation. Fa, who believe in the unseen, establish prayer and donate from what we have provided for them. And who believe in what has been revealed to you, O Prophet, and what was revealed before you, and have sure faith in the hereafter. It is they who are truly guided by their Lord, and it is they who will be successful. This is a simple, direct translation. طيب. Now, first message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he's talking about al-muttaqim. Now, when we say al-taqwa, taqwa is, it's called the comprehensive general word. السلام عليكم. خلينا نسمي الأمور اللي فيها أشياء خلافية ودقيقة وحساسة منتقي أدق الآراء وأحكمها بالتوسط. يعني هاي من أميز ميزه الصحيح. يعني في أشياء بترخمك مثلا خليها خلاف جدا، مثلا على العرش استوى، تعرف مدارس مختلفين فيها ما بين الصوفية والأشعرية والسلفية والكذا، الطريقة الوسطية اللي, 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 اللي ما ضرب فيها حدا ولا اعتدى على حدا ولا قصر بحق المعنى، الانتقاء ذكي جدا جدا وسطي، ما فيش فيه تنشن لناس دون ناس، وبطريقة علمية مقبولة. اختياره من التراجم الممكنة الأدق السلس مع لغة بسيطة الأفضل. هاي ميزته الأولى. خلينا نحكي يعني أنا مثلا تفسير دكتور مصطفى عوضني عن مراجعة عدة تفاسير بعد التجربة، لأنه يعني بيجيبها من الآخر. هي بالآخر. خلاص أخواتي، أهلا وسهلا فيكم، حياكم الله. طيب اللهم صل، إحنا أسفك الصوت ما كان وصلكم هناك. طيب فإحنا فكرتنا الأولى our first point to be careful as much as we can when we talk about the translation. Now we start with المتقين، هدى للمتقين. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this book is a guidance for المتقين. Who is the متقي؟ As we said, كلمة المتقي is a very general word, a very comprehensive كلمة شاملة. ينطوي تحتها, it includes underneath it a lot of meanings. الجنرال مين؟ When you say التقي, اتقى literally. اتقى يتقي to avoid something. Literally. When we go to what we say in English, lexicons, هي المعاجم. معنى من أصول معنى التقوى يتقي متقي لغة إيش؟ أي التجنب والحذر، أن أتجنب شيئا أو أن أحذر من شيء. طيب هنا ربنا عم بمدح صفة المتقين. Who is the متقي؟ He is the one who's avoiding. Avoiding what? Open the file now. Avoiding the anger of Allah. Avoiding to put himself in a bad situation. Avoiding to do any kind of injustice. Avoiding to commit any kind of sins. Avoiding to transgress or to attack anyone without any kind of legal. Avoiding, which means avoiding كل, everything that Allah hates, and avoiding to fill on in what we call shortcomings. يتجنب الوقوع في التقصير, يتجنب الوقوع في المعاصي, يتجنب الاعتداء على حق الغير. ف it's a very big comprehensive word. Now قال لا هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Now Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, لاحظوا, one of the best things after praising المتقين, Allah link this as one of their biggest things that they do is what? يؤمنون بالغيب. لاحظوا, basic thing for us why Allah loves us, that after believing in his existence or after believing in the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we accepted what he told us about what will happen in the hereafter, الغيب. And the word غيب قال والغيب, the unseen, كل ما غاب عنك, everything that you are not able to comprehend or to witness. طبعا الغيب ليس فقط ما غاب, we say unseen, actually what we can't hear, what we can't touch, what we can't listen to, what we can't see, كله يسمى ايش؟ غيبة. فكل ما غاب عنك فهو غيب. On top of the غيب, الله سبحانه وتعالى. The word غيب, كلمة الغيب, كل ما غاب عنك. هلأ الآن الله على رأس الأمور المهمة التي غابت عنا بمعنى الإدراك الحسي المباشر. وغاب عنا حقيقة الملائكة, غابت عنا الآخرة, غاب عنا الجنة, غاب عنا النار, غاب عنا مفهوم الحسنات والسيئات. لما يقول حسنات وسيئات وطلع وأخذ, هاي كلها بلغة البزنس they say tangible assets, we can't, don't have something that we can touch. So غاب إيش عنا؟ قال يؤمنون بالغيب ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. لاحظوا, the most important thing that Allah linked the praising of المتقين is إيمان بالغيب والإنفاق. You are receiving lessons now. لاحظ أعظم شغلتين ربنا سبحانه وتعالى مدح بها المتقين في بداية كتابه أنه يؤمن وينفق. It's a message. أن الإنفاق one of the top priorities عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. Top priorities to prove. طبعا let's freeze this for a second. In a long hadith, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was describing many things. When he came to the sadaqah, he said, قال والصدقه برهان. He did not say والصلاه برهان. برهان على ايش؟ Which means he said the donation or the sadaqah or the almsgiving is a proof. Proven what? على صدق الإيمان. Much more than a prayer or some other things. ليش؟ شوفوا, we were created in a way amazingly that our attachment to the money and our love to the money, in many cases, رب سبحانه وتعالى قال يجاهدون بأموالهم وأنفسهم. He put the money first because some people they are ready to lose their lives, but they don't are ready to lose their money. والله, it's amazing. So therefore, the opposite side, الصورة إيش المقابلة. And if you want, one of the messages that we can teach, if you want to test yourself to what degree you are a true believer or you have a high degree of faith according to the standard of Allah, one of the things, test yourself with regard to giving the sadaqah. Because Allah is saying clearly, one of the things that He's praising you, yunfiqun. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Another message. تلاحظوا احنا في رحاب القرآن, احنا في ظلال القرآن, احنا I'm not using every single كذا, we take messages, okay, under the shades of the meanings, the indications of the آيات. لاحظوا how Islam is just. كم هو الإسلام دين عدل. وقال مما رزقناهم ينفقون, ولم يقل ما رزقناهم ينفقون. قال مما, which means some of. This is a message that Allah has given you the money, first of all, to use it in good thing and to enjoy it in a halal. And you are not asked to forsake and to leave all of your money and just to live without anything. This is a misunderstanding, which could be applicable on some of spiritual groups, such as some Sufi orders. It was Zuhd, mysticism. Leave everything in this dunya. You have to hate money. Money is qadr. You know, money is dirty thing. Ya ammi, without money, there is no life. The point, the misunderstanding. This is called the Quranic messages now. Okay? Allah is praising you and me when you give from your money. He's not asking you to get rid of your money. That's why sometimes when we see some people, they misunderstand. We need, this is like indication, evidences. الرسالة بناخدها. ربنا سبحانه وتعالى بمدح الشخص قال ومما رزقناه, ومن هنا جزء التبعيد, جزء لم يمدحني لأني أتخلى عن كل شيء. وهنا نفهم روعة التكامل في العدل. ربنا سبحانه وتعالى خلقنا بأجسام وحاجات, طعام, شراب, عندنا حاجات مادية, عندنا حاجات اجتماعية, عندنا, لم يطلب مني أن أكسب المال وأبقى أتصدق به كاملا وأنا لا أبقي لنفسي شيئا. طبعا وحديث وأدلة كثيرة, دينار أنفقته, دينار صد دينار أنفقته على أهلك فخيرهم الذي أنفقته لأن تترك أهلك أغنياء خير لك من أن تتركهم عالة يتكففون الناس. Many evidences, all of them, they revolve around the fact that Islam is asking you to be very powerful in terms of money, but don't let money be in your heart, okay, guiding you. Let the money be in your hand, guiding the money. Okay, this is the formula. Or otherwise, how can we understand how praised is رضي الله عنه عثمان بن عفان and عبد الرحمن بن عوف? In our language, two multimillionaires. One of them, اللي هو أشد الناس حياء عثمان الذي تستحي منه الملائكة وذو النورين ومن عشرة مبشرين بالجنة. He is from the ten promised, okay, the paradise, and he married from two daughters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even the angels, they feel shy in his presence. And he was a multimillionaire. Why I'm saying this? Because sometimes we have among Muslim communities two extremes. Some people, they come, they put on the shelf spirituality, religion, prayer, everything. We need to be by powerful. He will be very materialistic person. Okay? Which will be, he will be detached from spirituality and religion. We have some people, they go extreme the other side. Money is dirt, materialist life. We were just born just for prayer. Allah khalaqana faqat lil ibadah. He will go other extreme. He will leave everything. خلاص, الله يتكفل بأولادي. Allah will take care of my name. This is a misunderstanding for Allah's laws. This is the beauty of Islam. which is summarized in وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. Therefore we made you to be intermediate balanced ummah. That's why subhanallah you know we have many religions around us. Some of the religions they concentrate on the materialistic aspects. Some other religions just in spirituality. So both of them they are outside of the balance. The most beautiful hadith in this, أجمل حديث في هذا الباب that summarizes and sums up everything ويلخص كل الفكرة. قال جاء ثلاثة نفر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يجدوه. Three people came from outside the Medina. They were looking for Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. They did not find him. قال فسألوا عن عبادته. They are living outside the Medina. فسألوا عن. They asked about how does the Prophet perform his worship. How does he live? قال فأخبروهم. The people around them, قال فلما فكأنهم تقالوها. When they heard what the Prophet does in his daily life, they felt as if compared with themselves, he's doing something very little compared with them. Says فقال الأول أما أنا فأصوم ولا أفطر. He said, as for me, compared with Prophet Muhammad, because they say, تقالوها, they felt, يعني, والله, it doesn't fit, يعني, Prophet Muhammad, just this. He said, as for me, قال فأصوم ولا أفطر. All the time I'm fasting. As if he's saying, يعني, Prophet Muhammad, just sometimes, Mondays and Thursdays, and for me, I'm every day. قال وقال الآخر, وأما أنا فأقوم الليل ولا أنام. Every night I have full qiyam. I don't sleep at night. وقال الآخر, وأما أنا فلا أتزوج النساء. Then Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came. He was told about them. قال أين الذين قالوا كذا وكذا. He was told what they said. Then he called them. He said, where is those who said such and such? قال أما أنا. Now he's putting the criteria for the ummah. He said, as for me, فأصوم وأفطر. I do fast and I do break the fast. وأقوم وأنام. And I have قيام and I have time for sleep normally. قال وأتزوج النساء and I do marry women. فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. The one who decided not to follow my way, he does not belong to me. As if he's saying he's following his own sunnah. This is not my sunnah. Because the word sunnah linguistically, كلمة sunnah في اللغة العربية تسمى الطريقة, the path, the way. This is the way of the Prophet. This is the path of the Prophet. His actions, his deeds, his reactions, everything is called سنة النبي, أي طريقته في القول, في الفعل, في الأداء, في الرفض, في الغضب. هذه سنة النبي. فمن رغب عن سنتي, فمن رغب عن طريقي فليس مني. This is the biggest powerful message for the two extremes. But it's not just for one extreme. For the two extremes, because some people, for the sake of being very powerful Muslims, they don't care to do all of haram things, materialistic, and they don't come to the masjid. La ammi. This is not Islam. They don't pray the sunnah, they don't do the tasbih, they don't care with anything, because you know, I'm powerful Muslims, ya ammi, powerful Muslims, مش لهالدرجة. والأذر سايد اللي حكيناهم. This is one of the beautiful. Where did all of these beings come from? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. نعم. طيب. Now I will read some of what the commentator المعلق هنا على التفسير قال وأعلق. قال إن المتقين يؤمنون بالغيب الذي لم نره. Those, the mindful of a God, they believe in the unseen that we did not see and we did not witness. وإنما نؤمن به لخبر الله وخبر رسوله. But we do believe in this because that Allah told us in the Quran and Prophet Muhammad told us. فهذا الإيمان هو الذي يميز المسلم عن الكافر. والغيب الذي صدق به المتقون هو الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه. هذا الإيمان يميز المؤمن عن الكافر، المسلم عن البليفر against this believers. When I was preparing, the following meaning came to my mind now, which is a big issue. And if I managed, inshallah, to tackle it properly, inshallah, it will be, inshallah, barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time that we have. في عنده الآن هنا مفهوم، مفهوم حساس وخطير، عقدي، إيماني. إذا فهمناه راح يساعدنا جدا في فهم ديننا. اللي هو، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising believers who donate. Question that in many times are raised. Sheikh! What about those who donate but they don't believe in Allah? Very nice, good people. Subhanallah, this point was tackled in Fajr, those who prayed with us in Fajr, by Sheikh Abdul Aziz. Now, one of the doubts, one of the problems that we might be finding with our kids, especially those who have kids who were raised in this country or in West in general. Normally, khalina nihki reaction is what? طبعا I have a very very nice friend, amazing, very very nice character. He does all beautiful things. He helps everyone. She donates of our poor people, but they don't believe in Allah. They don't care with Allah. Why those people are not supposed to be rewarded in the hereafter? لأن الله is praising البليفرز المتقين يؤمنون بالغيب. بس لاحظوا he's praising those who pay, صح؟ But those who pay came after إيمانهم بالغيب وتقواهم. There is a precondition for acceptance, your deeds on top of your deeds نفقة. Sorry, صدقة. The precondition is your إيمان, your faith. And this is not a philosophy. When you say إيمان, إيمان بمعنى التصديق, the endorsement, you know. Let's go to the Iman, because they say when we talk about the concept, the concept of faith, when I say mu'min, it's not just he knows the information or in theory I think so. No, I have to reach to what we call التصديق. I endorse it, I approve it and accept it in full, and I act upon it. Or otherwise, there's a question mark on my claim that I believe. يعني بتتذكروا العبارة الإنجليزية اللي دائما يعني فكرة لما نحكي مؤمن لا نتحدث عن فلسفة نظرية, نتحدث عن حالة من معلومة أعتقد بها, أؤمن بها, أصدقها وأقوم بفعل بناء عليها, وإلا فهناك علامة استفهام على إيماني. وهذا طبعا من الكومن سنس الممكن احنا نتصرف فيه. دليل, تتذكروا العبارة الإنجليزية اللي كثير كنت أكررها, sorry sir I can't hear you, your action is louder than your words. يعني أنا I don't care, أنا لا يهمني ما تقول لي, يهمني ماذا تفعل. فإن كنت تقول شيئا ولا تفعل مقابله, نحن معاشر البشر لا نقبل هذا من أحد. لماذا نرضاه لي في الدين في التعامل مع الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ Here comes the question. Now the one who donates, the one who does, يعني مثل عسبي المثال Steve Jobs وبيل جيتس, they donate billions. Doctor, is it possible that those people will not be rewarded in the hereafter? Is it possible? Mother Teresa? You need to know. You need to know something. Please let, I will try to make it in the easiest way as I can. Rule number one, Allah is just. شو يعني؟ عدل. He is the source of justice. Okay? Allah, طبعا in بالعربي, Allah من صفاته ليس عادل, عدل. Allah is himself. من عامل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى, أي إنسان عمل شيء مليح سيجازى به. مؤمن والكافر. ولكن it's you, here comes, حط خط أحمر الآن. It's you who decide the location. You have two locations. W-L-H-A. W-L-H-A. Worldly life. H-A, hereafter. So you have the option, you have to press the button. Now anyone does a good deed, there is a reward. Law. Believer, non-believer, Jew, Christian, mu'min, white, black, male, female, كله يجازى. أي إنسان بيعمل عمل عليه جزاء. Who, next step is the most important. We have all of us two options. It's like when you are together. Hello, sir. Would you like to be rewarded in both houses or just in one house? But you have to pay the price. You have the choice. Your credit card is fully charged and you have no problem. Would you like the two or the one? Okay, give me an idea. What are the gains and losses if just one, if there's just two? Tick, 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 tick. If the two, you have to prepare yourself for the hereafter. By not doing blah, 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 you have to respect you have. If you don't care, do whatever, but may Allah be with you there. So it's my decision. If I decide to be a believer, okay, if you are a believer, submit yourself. Follow the law. By this, reward will be divided here and there. If I refused, is it the problem of Allah or my problem? It's my problem, my decision. احكيها بالعربي الان يا احبه هاي النقطه ليش يا دكتور ليش يا شيخ ليش يا وات ايفر ربنا ما بيجازي بيعملوا خير طب في ناس خيرين وبذكر الامثله الشهيره اللي انا دائما بسمعها ستيف جوبز وشو اسمه بيل جيتس ومذر تيريزا دائما على سبيل المثال طبعا في غيرهم كثير في هذا شو اسمه بافرن والد هذا الملياردير الامريكي الشهير جدا وارن بافيت هذا متبرع بليونز للبور بيبل بيل جيت شو بيل جيت شو اسمه ستيف جوبز ما بعرفش اذا كان شو بدي لكن تو ذا بيست اوف ماي حسب معلوماتي لاست 5 ييرز اوف هيز لايف هي واز ا بوديست لاست 5 ييرز اوف هيز لايف كان بوذي واحد من اذكى اهل الارض هذا بيقدر يحكي عن ستيف جوبز كان غبي لا إلا هاي احكي اللي بدك إياه إلا دي ستيف جوبز غبي أنا أعتقد شخصيا ستيف جوبز أذكى يمكن من أينشتاين وستيفن هوكينج مجتمعين عمليا شيء مرعب هالإنسان هذا وقرر بالأخير يعبد صنم إيش عمل له أنا إيش أسوي له إيش عمل له it's like me someone is asking me please come to my house, I'm inviting you to have the best delicious food for free. I said, sorry, I don't want. Another invitation, please come to my house, all kind of sweets and lovely food are waiting for you for free. Just come. And I have no obstacle physically to prevent me from coming. I said, sorry, I don't want. The third party, Mr. Clever, واحد ذكي قاعد هناك. ولو ايه هذاك ما عم بيطعمي وكأنا الوقح اللي ما عم بروح معيتو The third party is wondering why that person is not giving the nice food for this person. You have to ask why I'm so rude refusing the invitation. Not asking why the one with the food is not giving the food to me. I am the one who is refusing. هي الفكرة هيك المعادلة ببساطة يا أحبة. الله سبحانه وتعالى عرض علينا ما يلي ذكر أنثى كبير صغير أبيض أسود أحمر مين ما كنت بتعمل عمل تجازى به سوءا وخيرا هذا قانون ربنا للكل أنت اللي بتحدد موقع الجزاء بدك بالدنيا فقط it's your choice هاي قرارك بدك بالدنيا والآخرة your choice وبتدفع ثمنه خلاصتها فوضحت القضية is it clear this is a very important by the way especially for the youth your kids somehow this question they, most of the time they are revolving around this concept وهذا ليش وهذا مش ليش وليش هذا وليش مش هذا يا عمي ببساطة مش ماي قرار قراره هو لذلك أنا I'm quoting now الشيخ علي الطنطاوي have you heard الشيخ علي الطنطاوي صاحب كتاب تعريف عام بدين الإسلام it's a, please read this book please give it to any non-Muslim or A Muslim who does not understand Islam in English, in Arabic, تعريف عام دين الإسلام, it's translated into English by a Muslim convert, a female, جزاها الله خير, an American, Sister Sue something. It wonderful translation. I used the book and I taught the book in both languages, especially in the English. General introduction to Islam, Ali at الطنطاوي. It's free PDF on the internet. Okay? He says in chapter 4 something amazing. قال بالعربي هو originally it was written in Arabic, then translated to over, I think 15 languages. In Arabic, chapter 4, he says شبهة وردها. He said the doubt and its refutation. يتساءل البعض لماذا إذا كان فلان يفعل الخير وإلى آخره لا يجزيه الله. فيرد الطنطاوي يقول إن كان صاحب الشأن نفسه ليس مهتما فلماذا تدافع عنه؟ هو لا يريد. He was asking, he said a doubt and its refutation. He said some people they ask the question that we have raised just now. Why some people, even though they are doing good deeds and they are not rewarded there? Then he replied by saying, the person himself is not concerned and he does not care. Why on earth you are killing him to defend him? He himself does not care. يعني طبعا أنا, by the way, and let me finish with this. We don't know, because I did mention Steve Jobs, because he's a very well-known person, that's a good example. Some people might, and listening to me, say, يا عمي, مشان الله, مشان الله, انت شو بعرفك شو نهاية Steve Jobs. انت عارف علاقته بالله. يا عمي, please don't interfere between him and his Lord. Maybe, yes, that's true. أنا ما بعرف نهايته. نحن نحكم على ظواهر الأمور. We are not God. We are not gods. We are human beings. We judge on superficially, which is thing that we know. Now, maybe before he passed away, he converted, and Allahu A'lam, but this is not my point. My point, to the best of our knowledge, this person, okay, passed away, lived this worldly life, he was a Buddhist. Mashi? Now, as a Buddhist, basically, and you know, Buddhism, there are two main sections or two main divisions. Some of them, they are atheists. They don't believe in God at all. And they think that Buddha was a very sacred, wise person, which means we have millions of Buddhists. They are literally atheists. And we have another section of Buddhism who believe that Buddha has a divine nature. يعني في بوذا وفي شخص لكن له صفة إيش إلهية. So now in case if he was following this or that, in our terminology he's outside of, okay, the meaning that we believe in. So this person, I can't say superficially, يعني this is his decision. Do you think that I forced him to accept this? Do you think that he was not having an access to the information? Steve Jobs? No access to information. he's the one who's responsible on how we humanity we access information. Steve Jobs, كمثال. So, and by the way, let me continue with this. Some people think that faith is just a matter of or iman or belief. It's just a matter of once you are convinced, خلاص انتهت المشكلة. No. They think, go, discuss with him, convince him. Do you think Abu Jahl was not convinced? Abu Lahab, do you think they are not convinced? مش مقتنعين? No. The problem is, but let's go to something much more bigger than that. Do you think Iblis did not know the truth? Iblis has no problem with Al-Ghayb because he was an eyewitness in the Jannah. لاحظ معاي. إبليس was where? In the Jannah. وإذ قلنا للملائكة يسجدوا. إبليس كان بينهم. Why? When? And it's another story. We will come to it. Okay? Nevertheless, إبليس was with the ملائكة when Allah created Adam. He was commanded with them to proceed. He was with the ملائكة. The ملائكة, they are not علم غيب for him. Allah is not غيب. Everything was reality. ومع ذلك الله إيش حكى عنه؟ وكان من الكافرين. كافرين because he refused the غيب. He refused to submit to the commandment. تتذكروا حكينا عن توحيد الألوهية؟ تذكر؟ عم بحكي هنا معنى خطير جدا ترى. مشان نفهم انه قضية الإيمان هي ليست فقط فهم معرفة معلومة وفهم معلومة وقناعة بمعلومة. في كثير من الناس عارفين المعلومة فاهمين المعلومة ومقتنعين أنها صحيحة لكن they refuse. شو الرفيوزل هذا اسمه؟ rejection. هذا هو الكفر. هذا هو rejection. الإنكار والرفض. That's why the word كفر in Arabic means غطى. But that's why, by the way, the English word cover was derived and taken from كفر in Arabic, by the way. كفر غطى, to cover. Literally, when I cover something, this is تكفير in Arabic, okay? So it's a metaphor, مجاز, كناية. So I know it. Hey, hey, look at it. Can you see it? No, I don't see it. وكعم هيها. No. شو هذا اسمه؟ Denial. Rejection even though I know. But I'm rejecting. وهذا لذلك السمي اصطلاحنا ايش؟ الكافر كافرا. علم، رأى، أدرك، غطى، أنكر. Got the point? So طبعا هنا خلينا نطلع بس بنتيجه انه النقطه الرئيسيه the passport for anything to be accepted there is iman. No iman, sorry, it's not my decision, it's your decision. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Today's session ان شاء الله we will continue Okay, we will continue من اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن شاء الله بمدد مولى عز وجل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Have a lot of thanks, that's the time I want to restrict myself the time. تقبل الله منكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.